Chapter 16, Health, Exercise, and Healthful Living. The knowledge that man is to be a temple for God, a habitation for the revealing of His glory, should be the highest incentive to the care and development of our physical powers. Fearfully and wonderfully has the Creator wrought in the human frame, and He bids us make it our study, understand its needs, and act our part in preserving it from harm and defilement. Exercise makes sleep sweeter, steps livelier. Females neglect to exercise their limbs in walking. Riding cannot take the place of walking. Many who are very feeble can walk if they only think so. They have not the disposition, and you will hear them plead, "Oh, I cannot walk. It puts me out of breath. I have a pain in my side, a pain in my back." Dear sisters, I wish you did not have these infirmities. But I know that yielding to them, and giving up to an inactive life, will not free you from them. Try to exercise moderately at first. Have rules to govern you. Walk. Yes, walk. If you possibly can, walk. Try it a short distance at first, you who think walking is impossible. You will no doubt become weary. Your side may ache, your back give you pain, but this should not frighten you. Your limbs may feel weak. And no wonder when you have not used them much more than as if you had no limbs. If you would only walk, and possess a perseverance in the matter, you could accomplish much in the direction of recovery. Your sleep would be sweeter. At every trial, go a little farther. Do not go dragging yourself along as though weights were attached to your limbs. Let the motion of your arms assist you in walking. Walk with a cheerful mind. And as you walk, look at the beauties of nature, listen to the sweet songsters whose melody warbles forth in praises to their Creator. Be inspired by their happy gratitude. See all that you can that is beautiful, and good, and joyful, and let it enliven your steps, and live in your thoughts through the day. Continue this exercise, and let no one dissuade you from it. Use the limbs God has given you, and look to Him for strength to use them. You may pray for strength day after day, and yet realize no change until you exercise the strength you already have. Give the Lord a chance to do something for you, by beginning the work for yourself. Every day you will realize a change for the better, notwithstanding you feel a sense of weariness. Sleep will bring you all right again, and you can increase your effort, until you, who cannot now walk a few rods from your boarding place, or from home to church, may walk 1 mile, and perhaps two, without injury. As I have labored to impress upon females the necessity of walking, some have received my ideas, and determined to carry them out at once. And, at the first effort they walked perhaps half a mile, became exhausted and really suffered so much that they decided that walking was not best for them. These went to an extreme. They could not bear so much walking at first without injury. Some are ever disposed to go to extremes. They can never come up to the mark, and then be content to stop. They go beyond. They fail to make the best use of the reason heaven has granted them,